Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday the 21st of April. There's a warning of gales in Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800, low 150 miles west of Rockall, 992, moving away slowly northwestwards. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirrha, south at Cirrha, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5 in West Viking and easterly 3 to 5 in southern south at Cirrha. Showers later, moderate or good. 40s, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, southeast 3 to 5. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dogger, variable 2 to 4. Drizzle, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor in south. German Bight, Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, northwest, backing southwest for a time, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north and west. Fitzroy, Sol, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, except in South Fitzroy, 3 to 5. Rain at first in east, otherwise showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Lundy. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west backing southwest 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic 4 to 6 becoming southwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, east 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, easterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 2 to 4 in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good. Faroes, northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 later in east. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 3, slight rain, 14 miles, 1005, steady. Stornoway, east by south 3, 19 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 2, 7 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 3, 16 miles, 1008, steady. Aberdeen, south southeast 3, 30 miles, 1009, now falling. Lucas, southeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1008, now falling. Boomer, southeast by south 3, 12 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Bridlington, east southeast 3, 1008, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 3, 5 miles, 1007. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east 3, 1006, now falling. Jersey, northwest 2, mist, 1600 metres, 1006, rising more slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, northeast 1, 1 mile, 1007. Scilly automatic, southwest by west 3, 12 miles, 1007, now falling. Milford Haven, south 3, 6 miles, 1006, now falling. Aberporth, south by east 4, 14 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Valley, east-northeast 1, 8 miles, 1005, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 3, 11 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Valencia, west 2, slight showers, 16 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 2, 11 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast 4, slight showers, 6 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Macrihanish automatic, east-southeast 4, 24 miles, 1005, now falling. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday. The general situation, a generally slack pressure pattern, will cover the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, bringing mostly only light or moderate breezes, although a locally strong westerly wind will affect the Bristol Channel during the afternoon. Most areas will have an interval of rain as Atlantic fronts move across from the west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 in Murray Firth and in North West. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in North, becoming variable 2 at times in Firth of Forth. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain for a time later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or southeast, veering southwest later 2 to 4. Rain for a time later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, then occasionally 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in east. Occasional rain, then mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south veering west or southwest 2 to 4. Rain for a time at first, then showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Isle of Man, southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 2 to 4, then veering west later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeast becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly, then northwesterly later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast, 3 to 5, veering south, 2 to 4, then veering west or southwest later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable mainly east 2 to 4, veering south 3 to 5, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain at times moderate or good. Shetland Isles, southwest 3 or 4, backing south 3 to 5, then backing southeast later. Mainly fair, then showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time creeping towards 1 o'clock, that's it from Radio 4 for tonight. We're handing over to the World Service in a moment for tonight's edition of the newsroom. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, of course. In a moment, over there, the TV chef Rick Stein is Sue Lawley's Castaway in an edition of Desert Island Discs Revisited from 1999. And if that's not your thing, there's more than enough on BBC Sounds to entertain until Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. when Alan Smith will be back in this chair. Don't forget, at 1:45 tomorrow, we've got our new series, Like and Subscribe, How YouTube Changed the World, celebrating 20 years of the social media channel. So we hope you can join us at some point tomorrow. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of everyone here at BBC Radio 4 wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar, good night.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Russia's brief Easter ceasefire with Ukraine has ended, with each side accusing the other of numerous violations. President Zelensky has now proposed a 30-day halt to long-range strikes on civilian infrastructure. James Reid reports.
Vladimir Putin's surprise Easter truce appears to have been honoured more in the breach than the observance. Both sides reported fighting in many areas. But President Zelensky said there were no air raid alerts in Ukraine on Sunday. He suggested this could be extended with a 30-day halt to drone and missile attacks on civilian infrastructure. Previous such proposals have got nowhere, and a lasting ceasefire seems a distant prospect. But one man appears optimistic. President Trump, posting on social media, said hopefully Russia and Ukraine will make a deal this week.
Israel's military has blamed professional failures, including a breach of orders, for the killing of 15 Palestinian emergency workers by soldiers in Gaza last month. The deputy commander of the unit involved in the attack on a convoy of ambulances and other vehicles has been dismissed. But the military claimed six of those killed were Hamas members, and troops believe they were facing an immediate threat. Paul Adams in Tel Aviv says the Palestinians are unlikely to be satisfied with this report.
They have seen for a year and a half evidence of what they believe to be a kind of trigger-happy approach by Israeli troops in certain situations, and they are not going to be convinced, even by the most detailed assessment from the Israelis. But what we heard today felt like a pretty frank, candid admission of failure and a pretty detailed account of what happened in those rather confusing few hours.
A group of nearly 30 left-wing French national and local politicians say Israel has revoked their visa.